15 to 20 million jobs.
I am your future.
Isn't it about time for a change?
We're our national leader.
AmericanWorkersRadio.com.
You're listening to American Workers Radio, a national network promoting American-made products with your host, Michael Blihash.
Well, welcome to another edition of American Workers Radio here on 860 AM, serving Philadelphia and the entire tri-state area and northern Delaware. I want to ask that you go to your telephone, invite family members and friends to tune in, and if they don't live within the broadcast range of the tri-state area, then they can go on AmericanWorkersRadio.com and click on the Listen Live link. As always, each Wednesday morning prior to the broadcast, we send out an email to thousands of our supporters who signed up to be part of our radio broadcasting network, and we send them an email. If you got that email, I encourage you to email it out to family members and friends. Also, you will be receiving a rebroadcast of today's program, and we always ask that you send that out to family and friends so that our family of listeners continue to grow. You can listen live and check out our front page on the internet by going to AmericanWorkersRadio.com. And don't forget our link for American Made Month is up there. And also, there's something special right next to the American flag. It is businesses featuring American Made. And I'm sure that you'll enjoy that. Hopefully that will grow. But those are the people that have asked to be part of this effort. And hopefully more will join as time goes on. But first, I want you to know I'm sitting here with the very well-known Dr. Larkin Connolly. And he is happy to be on board today, relaxing, ready to give his opinions, smiling, looking at his pad here, and seeing what next he's going to be offering.
Well, good morning, everybody. Let me give you the good news. If I'm sitting here and you're looking at me and seeing my smiling face, then all of our listeners are out there seeing or hearing my voice. That means that tonight I'm going to be sleeping in my own bed.
Yeah.
And that's the great news. I'm home.
Traveling is tough now.
Yeah, I've taken on a new level of travel, and in the last 10 to 15 days have been in Hartford, Connecticut, and St. Augustine, Florida, and Las Vegas, Nevada, and all points east and west.
And how's the economy doing in those places?
The economy is doing better. Everywhere, I think it's picking up everywhere. You know that my fundamental feeling has been all along that the best thing we can do for our economy, there's several things, and two things are happening. One is attitude. We've got to not be afraid and go out and spend and become consumers again and not squirrel away our money and just spend. That's all. We just have to help the economy along in that way. I'll tell you something else that's helping, that's going to be enormous if it can stick, and that is the price of gasoline. It is now in the two. I was over visiting an old partner of mine for lunch yesterday and saw $2.39.
Wow.
Now, when's the last time you saw $2.39? And it's $2.50, $2.90, $2.80 everywhere in our tri-state area. And you know, I remember being told once that if you raised the price of gasoline one penny equals $1 billion of discretionary income that's put back in the consumer's pocket. So imagine where we are now, because we're down $2, and it's affordable. And my partner said to me, it's funny that you mentioned that, because I feel like I have more money in my pocket. I said, well, you do. And he said, on my way over here, I stopped and filled up his F-150, and he said it cost me like $31 or $38. He said, had I done that 6-7 months ago, I would have dropped $70 in the tank easily. So,
where did you find that $2.39 a gallon?
Specifically, but they're going to storm the city. It was over in Deptford, New Jersey. So everybody's going to storm Deptford, New Jersey.
Well, I did pass this morning, and in Northeast Philadelphia, it's $2.99. So normally in Jersey, it's around 25 or 30 cents less. So, boy, that gas station is going to do a hell of a good business.
You know, on the opposite end of that comment, I was in the car wash business for a long time, selling the machines and developing properties. And I saw that business die because the price of gasoline climbed all the way from where we were at that time, probably $3, all the way up to $5 a gallon. And that just absolutely killed the industry because people aren't going to, they don't care what the outside of their car looks like if it costs $60 to $80 to fill up the tank. It takes away that much discretionary income out of the consumers' pockets in this country, and it makes things that much tighter. So the price of gasoline is enormously important to this country, the price of energy. And whatever it is that we're doing, and I think a lot of it has to do with the electric cars and the hybrid cars that we're coming up with and the more fuel-efficient engines, this downturn, as far as I can tell, it's a handful of reasons, from Saudi Arabia to, you know, a better quality of crude in our own country, but I think most of it is because the demand's down. People just aren't buying gasoline. And it's a fungible product. It has to keep on moving. You know, when they pull it out of the ground, that oil that's pulled out of the ground is not happy until it's burnt in your car and makes your car go somewhere. They can't hold it in a lot of places. So it's, you got to keep the oil moving. And that's why the price has always moved, in order to speed up or slow down the movement of product. And we have obviously done things in this country that have slowed it down a lot. And
you know, Larkin, strange you should say that, because someone was just telling me, with the internet and people buying so much on the internet today, it's taken the need to go to the mall away. You just order your supply online and you wait for it to arrive at your door.
Yeah.
You get it right out of your mind instantly.
So the UPS guy knocked on my door 3 weeks ago. The girl next door is not home. Would you hold the package? And I said, sure, I'll hold it. And I saw her about 3 hours later, and I said, oh, I got a package for you. Went in, handed it to her, and she looked at it and said, oh, my goodness, I ordered these shoes Sunday afternoon. It was Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah.
So she had literally had these shoes in her possession in 2 days.
In days.
It's just absolutely amazing. And when I was out in Vegas, I got a chance to spend a day, half a day, at Zappos, the shoe company. And these people are nuts. They have completely rewritten the business model as anybody and everybody understands it. And ultimately have created an environment where you buy shoes and you get them in 2 days. And there are no parameters inside the workplace. There are no walls or no offices. Everybody works in a common area. They have nap rooms. Was there a nap room?
Yeah, Henry and I, and we would just visited a place like that a couple of weeks ago, and that was very interesting to see how they operate and how they're moving forward. Mark, how are you doing?
Good. How are you guys? Nice to hear you, Larkin. Back in town. It must feel good.
Can I tell you about the pork loin dinner I had last night?
Go ahead.
With mashed potato cakes and fresh green beans. I looked at my wife and I said, you know what? I could pay $300 in Vegas for this meal and it wouldn't taste anywhere near this good. It just wouldn't.
You know, that's when my wife makes the turkey dinner, the practice turkey dinner, I can tell you, a couple of weeks ago. It lasts me 5 days after. I love that leftover and getting ready for the big day. But no, life has been good, very busy. Mike, you know, up here, getting ready for this big season, which is such a big season. We got November 1st. Of course, we got the big November Buy American Month campaign. All our stores are stocked and ready to go. My welding facility, we're very busy. And the snow removal equipment's very busy because of the strength of the snow returning last year and making the winter snow industry strong. So I'm very happy with workload, still, you know, fighting the fight to find workers. But, Larkin, what you're talking about, you know, going around the country, and I love getting feel when I go around the country, or the buses that come in, they teach you so much, and I ask different questions about every area of the country. And when we have 15 buses in a week, we can hit, you know, maybe 8-10 states just getting a feel. But when you say gas is down, that's awesome, because that's disposable income like you talk about. That helps these people. My guys in my shop, you know, they need health insurance. Any cost hurts them. But gas coming down, if you get down 50 cents a dollar a gallon. Now, on the other hand, I have a diesel truck, and, you know, diesel's still high here, still around the $4 range, depending where you go. But if you can put more money in their pocket, they feel better. They're wondering where that extra 20, 30, 40, 50 bucks comes a week. I do see more carpooling than I've seen or heard in recent years. I think all that has, you know, driven less fuel need, and like you said, the supply demand, they kind of lower the price to get people moving. But great to see good things like that, because that's positive things. You give people more money, they go out and they do a little more.
Absolutely. And Mark, we're just days away from the beginning of an event where we can all be proud of saying that we helped to promote, and that is November as American Made Month. And I was at an event this past weekend, two events, in fact, and many people came up to me and they said, you know, that's a really good idea to get people to focus their time and their money and their shopping habits looking for American Made. And we're going to participate more than we've ever done, because some of the people go out and they support National Small Business Weekend on the first Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of the month. But then they said, you know, how do the stores exist after that? Some of the people are starting to go more to their local stores, walk out of their house 2-3 blocks in the neighborhoods, and start to go to those stores. And I'm hearing more good things from the storekeepers who really need our help in the future. Yes.
Yo, and guys, you know, I mean, this is the time for people, you know, our listeners, you want to make a difference in this economy. This is the time. You get Halloween, you know, this weekend over, and then it's shopping season. And if you want to really make a difference, you know, Made in America matters. This is what we talk about. But helping these retailers locally, regionally, and then nationally, it just helps everybody. But it's exciting, Mike, because we're getting wound up. This is our time to shine. But, you know, the feeling's good. A lot of positive talk on buying Made in America products. And I think all year the people remember where to shop with my stores. You know, they tell me I'll be back. And it's just for the listeners to realize this is your time to take a look at what you're buying and really make a difference. And it shows the awareness of people and how they can drive this economy.
You know, you're absolutely right. And the whole idea behind American Made Month is simply another opportunity to get people to look at labels, go to local stores, start talking about what they found that's American Made. And I want to say, in behalf of the listeners that stopped me this past weekend at the Polish Harvest Festival, the Dożynki, and I also had another event on Saturday, I want to say thank you to Larkin, to Mark Andel, to Rich Logis, our engineer, Henry Chaplinski, because we're all working very hard to promote this Buy American Made campaign. I only wish that bigger news outlets and all newspapers would go out of their way. Every issue that comes out on the national scene is every day, every hour in our face. But when it comes to how are we going to get more jobs for people, how are we going to get more little businesses opening and thriving, and how are we just going to get more American labels, you don't ever see that in the news media. And we are a service-oriented economy here in the USA, so we need people to have those dollars in their pockets. That comes through a job, not through welfare or anything else. It comes through a job, and those people will then go out and enhance the economy. But the way things are, we're doing the heavy lifting instead of the people we have in major elected offices who really should be doing the heavy lifting in our behalf.
Well, that's all very true, and it goes back to starting the business. And we all talk about buying America and getting out there and, you know, buying that which is made in America. One of the problems that we have here with the Made in America movement is not a lot is made here. So it's if we dropped everything we were doing right now and bought nothing but what was made in America, it would be great support to those industries, but there would be so much that we couldn't buy. And I think Mark and I laugh about the toaster and the screwdriver and all of that stuff. But special attention, I think, has to be given to getting those businesses started so that we do have a screwdriver or a toaster that is available to be bought because it was made in America.
A future project is going to have to be to see every imaginable thing that we have on the market right now and find out if there is an American-made product and a foreign-made product for each item. Right now, here's the biggest thing, Larkin. You'll understand this, and Mark, you'll understand it better than anybody. As I went around in the last 2 weeks, I was on a campaign because we made this poster for American Made Month, and I took it around to some people, and I asked them, and in fact, I was a speaker at an event, and I asked the people, I said, can you tell me right now, do you know exactly what percentage of the items in your store are American Made? And Mark, this is frightening, but it's probably factual. A majority of the people who run the stores, be they managers or owners, say, no, I don't. I don't know. And that's especially true when there is a brand labeled item. Nobody looks where it's coming from. They just know that people walk in, they buy it, and they just keep reordering it from the supplier. And in the process, if the supplier switched over to another company, in a foreign country or whatever, they don't know because the label's the same and the people just keep buying it.
And, you know, we always try to associate, you know, with that retail product you buy and how does it really help. You know, and people got to realize, again, one product could be connected to 10, 15 different manufacturers of different components, and it's a spider web effect. And we talk about that, Mike and Larkin, quite a bit. But people, you got to really understand that, and you got to raise awareness and then educate them on how much that purchase really and how many people it affects. On your Made in America month of November, Mike, I hope to see your face on the calendar next year with Mike's Made in America holiday. I mean, this is going to be stated on the calendar. We want our president, we want politicians to not be afraid to say Made in America matters. Go out. We want 50-50 fair trade. These two holidays, or these 2 months, November and December, buy Made in America products because you can make a difference. That's what we really want. We want these people in office to tell people to do exactly what we're telling them to do.
You know, every time an industry closes, all the people in the area, whether they're restaurants or the gas station or whatever, everybody suffers. So we're in a situation when people earn money, they spend more on things that they need, they spend on things that they enjoy, they go out to the movies. Larkin can take a trip here and there. He likes to go out and enjoy himself in South Street. After years of less jobs than are needed and less money than should be in our economy, we've experienced a real downturn in America. And we're really doing this to try to help bring that enthusiasm back. We don't have a national cheerleader. Believe it or not, we're more national cheerleaders than anybody I see on any of the major networks.
Well, I can tell you of a variety of national leaders that support this. And sometimes their rhetoric gets lost in everything that they have to do day in and day out. But, you know, we have the pleasure of having Mayor Ed Pawlowski here, and consider him as much of our team as I am, because he's such a great thinker and a great guy to talk to. But in addition to that, he understands that the business of government is business. And I have had the pleasure and the honor to spend multiple minutes, and that's very important in a senator's life, but multiple minutes with a guy like Cory Booker, who then got up on to the dais at an event that I spoke of and spoke 25 minutes off his cuff about how important buying in America is to our economy. And I'm sitting there listening going, my gosh, but it's not a movement right now. I don't think there's probably half the senators would agree with everything that Cory said, but that there's not a movement. What we have to do on the Made in America side is we have to take advantage of a recovering economy. And we can only hope that this serious drop in gasoline prices and a spirited public that's not afraid to go out and have a good Christmas holiday season, that as this will all pick up the economy, and the jobs are different. We know that they're, you know, where the paradigm has completely different jobs out on the street, but it's all about the recovery. It's all about everybody getting spirited, and at the same time, glancing over their shoulder and taking a look at that tag on the bottom that says made in Taiwan, made in America, made in China, whatever it says. I talked to a guy out in Las Vegas. We had a long discussion about this. And he said, you know what? I don't care what you do. I don't care what your movement does. America is faced with taking a look at a pair of gabardine pants, brown gabardine pants in this hand, made in China, and a pair of brown gabardine pants in this hand, made in China. And I'm going to tell you right now, a significant percent of the time, they're going to buy those Chinese pants, even though that's a faux gabardine. It's not the right kind of product. It's not the same quality. They just want to pay $29 for a pair of pants instead of $89, which is a fair price for those pants. So we have to battle that. That's the ongoing battle, is to get everybody to understand that it's fine for you to walk into Walmart and do that to the pants business. But whatever it is that you make, whatever service it is that you provide, I can only hope that you are not put to the same tests, because then you'll understand very quickly that we have to buy each other's goods. We have to, you know, get back to supporting each other. So, you know,
I can't agree more. It's absolutely what we have to do. This is the way it was in America, probably until when, the 70s?
I listened to a taxi cab driver who took me to the airport in Las Vegas, and he said, have you heard anything about this? I can't even think of the limousines. They're in Philadelphia. I don't know what they are, but they're unmarked limousines, and they get special treatment, and it takes transportation in these different cities to a higher level, because you're riding in a Lincoln instead of a worked over Plymouth that's got, you know, 400,000 miles on it. But the taxi cab driver's saying to me, I just can't believe they let these people on the street. I mean, it's just not fair. I'm out here trying to make, and I'm going, you know what, guy? I want you to have that same thought when you're in Walmart, yeah, buying all the Chinese clothing. I want you to give the same thought to that issue.
Right. Larkin, when you're driving around, I go to New York or wherever, the taxi cab drivers, you can learn everything from.
Oh, absolutely.
Is it not fun? I mean, I've learned more, and I don't care what, you know, but a lot of them come over. They were foreign. They came over, but they love America. They work for a living, and they know really what's going on. That's how you can learn that city. You know, a lot of good stuff. But, you know, what we're talking about, one country, one goal. You know, get healthy again, self-sufficient. And most people grab it. You just got to keep it in front of them. Even with our stores, you keep it in front of them, raise awareness, but make sure they know it matters. And I don't know if you guys see the article this week I've gotten, Sears to close stores, lay off about 5,500 people. You know, Sears, I believe Kmart bought them out years ago, but at least 46 Kmart stores, 30 Sears department stores, and 31 Sears auto centers are scheduled to close before the year end. The company did close 75 Kmart stores and 21 Sears in the beginning, first quarter of 2014. But Sears has been around originally. You know, my father jokes you could, you know, the shotgun he bought for hunting, or you could buy a house through Sears and Larkin. And Mike, you'll know.
Cars, yeah.
But it's amazing how big, how strong that catalog, if you ever check out the story on, you know, how they started. I think he was selling stopwatches at first, but pretty neat. But it's sad to see Sears struggling. And they said the company, which struggled to reduce costs as and its sales had dwindled. I mean, that's it. I'm controlling cost of sale, and I'm trying to increase sales with my businesses. But it's harder to do business, and there's less disposable income. But when you see them big names having troubles, too, it just shows you what shape, I think, you know, the country's in. And there's change going on, too.
Well, there's a lot of change happening in America, and it's really been happening because we're doing these kinds of positive things to make the change happen. You know, Larkin said something a few minutes ago before we go to the commercial. I want to say this. Maybe it would be good, once this midterm election is over, is to start pressing all elected officials endlessly to get on the Made in America movement until the next presidential election, That way there's a mandate for the person running for president to get behind the movement.
Mike, I like it because if they can't say it for some reason, they got to emphasize it. We want it to be a priority. We're going to build 50% of our things we sell in this country. If we could ever get them to do that, watch out.
And there's very quietly, and I'm not trying to be critical, but there obviously is an underbelly to this whole situation. And it is the big box stores and to some degree even the mid-market stores and the mid-range stores that are getting so much stuff from China and so much stuff from offshore places that they really hate to be interrupted. They don't want to be able – they surely don't want to put a set of roller skates made in China for $9.95 next to a pair of roller skates made in America for $29.95.
Right. And market, it comes down to greed, but it's publicly traded companies have to keep their shareholders happy, and that's the nail on the coffin right there.
Yeah. That all has to be addressed to get America back to where she should be. Hold on, gentlemen. We have a few announcements.
Go for Made in America is proud to announce their latest promotion for the Go for USA mobile app. Their nationally famous app will be available for free. That's right, free for the entire month of November in honor of American Made Month. Go to the iTunes store any day in November from your iPhone or iPad and download this great app. You can now be a part of their mobile army with just one simple download. For more information, visit goformadeinamerica.com.
This is Mayor Pulaski from the great city of Allentown, Pennsylvania. You are tuned in to American Workers Radio on 860 AM.
Sonia Kaminsky-Breccia welcomes you to stop in and visit her at Nationwide's Ott & Associates agency located at 7967 Castor Avenue in Philadelphia. Sonia can handle any of your notary, licensing, and registration needs. Call Sonia today at 215-722-6020 or stop into their office and let her know you heard about her on this show. Pat's Auto Tags invites you to stop into one of their convenient locations for any of your needs. From DMV to fishing and boating licenses, notary and insurance, Pat's has you covered. Pat's Auto Tags is an approved PennDOT online messenger center. They also have instant online access to Harrisburg at their main location located at 2536 East Allegheny Avenue in Fort Richmond. You can also stop into one of their other locations at Sanger Streets and Harbison Avenue, or C Street and Allegheny Avenue, where you can speak with insurance agent Cliff Hutchins, who represents Progressive and 10 other insurance companies. Stop in or visit them online at patsautotags.com.
This is Michael Blehosh from American Workers Radio, and I encourage all registered voters to go out and vote in the general election on Tuesday, November the 4th. There are many qualified candidates seeking to be elected or re-elected to fill national, state, and local offices. You're urged to consider what they have to offer as you cast your vote on Election Day. Americans are united behind efforts to expand jobs and job skills in America, and the large voter turnout will help get that message across. America needs leaders who will work for the well-being of America, its employment base, and an educational system focused on preparing America's young people for present and future job opportunities. Be sure to vote on Tuesday, November the 4th. And for more information, visit AmericanWorkersRadio.com.
Tri-State Media Network is an advertising service promoting businesses throughout the Tri-State region and beyond. Check them out today at tristatemedianetwork.com or like them on Facebook by searching Tri-State Media Network. Advertising your business is as simple as making a phone call. With low rates and a large audience, your business is sure to be seen and heard all over the area. Call one of their account managers today at 215-829-9200 or you can visit tristatemedianetwork.com.
Yes. And I'd also like to acknowledge the support of the Polish and Slavic Federal Credit Union, and you can check them out on the internet by going to psfcu.com. And also greetings to all from the Sugar House Casino and they are proudly supporting American Workers Radio. And best wishes also from everyone from Giorgio Products, a symbol of quality since 1928. Look for Giorgio Products where you shop. Also, Mr. Leon Mankoski, attorney at law at 2624 East Allegheny Avenue in Port Richmond, sends his great greetings to all of you and encourages everyone to support American Made Month. And Serena's Auto Body Shop has two locations to serve you. One is at 6201 Oxford Avenue in Northeast Philadelphia. The other is at 691 Bethlehem Pike in Montgomeryville, Pennsylvania. And if you are out shopping in Northeast Philadelphia and you want a great experience, remember that the Net Cost Market is located at 117,001 Busselton Avenue in Northeast Philadelphia, where you will find many traditional American specialty items as well as imported items as well. The Net Cost Market is located just off Byberry Road in Busselton Avenue. And also Mr. Joseph Drobot, who is the national president of the PRCUA, Polonia's oldest national fraternal life insurance organization, reminds you that you can contact them at 1-800-772-8632. And also greetings and best wishes and encouragement from Mr. Michael Steinman, attorney at law, for all of you to support American Made Month. And he reminds you how he has two offices to serve you in Center City and Northeast Philadelphia. For more information, you can give Michael Steinman, attorney at law, a call at 215-564-1866. And also greetings from Dr. Eva Machak, who has two offices to serve you with all of your dental needs in Philadelphia. Give her a call at 215-739-2787. And Dominic Rostotsky, attorney at law, has his office located on the 26th floor of 1835 Market Street in Center City, Philadelphia. For your legal needs, remember, Dominic Rostotsky is there to assist you. Give him a call at 215-575-7624. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm back here with Larkin Connolly and Mark Andel, and I also have another very special member of our panel back online with us, and that is Dr. Rich Logis. And Dr. Logis, how is everything with you?
Good morning, guys. How you doing, Larkin? Welcome back, and good morning to our listeners. I was gonna pretend that I was Tom Wolfe calling in, actually, into the show and try to disguise my voice, but I wouldn't have done a very good job. I'm not as good an actor as some of the politicians I see. And Michael, I want to echo what you said before the break. We do have Election Day. I'll tell you guys, and this is really thanks to you and my visits to Philly. I've paid more attention. I've been paying more attention to elections outside of my general area more than ever. And I want to give a shout out to Nick Troiano. I know his campaign's listening. He had a debate last night with Tom Marino and Scott Breon, the Democratic nominee. And while I don't necessarily view debates like sporting events, win or lose, I thought he did great. I really did. I thought that he showed himself to be someone that voters can have confidence electing. And I say this as someone who does not work for his campaign. I have not given him any campaign contributions at all. I thought Scott Breon, the Democrat nominee, I thought that all things considered, he did relatively well as well. But Michael, the issue that just comes up in two-party politics so much is this doubt that I and I'm sure many feel as to whether a candidate, if elected, is just going to vote with his or her party so often. Nick had pointed out that Tom Marino has voted 94% of the time with the Republican Party. They talked a lot about the president. That's what happens in these, especially these midterm elections, right? It happened with George W. Bush. I mean, George W. Bush was talked about more in 2008 than Obama and McCain were. So having said all of that, people can really start to utilize elections to find other candidates if they're not satisfied with the two majors. And if they don't have additional choice, they can use elections to go and create that demand for more candidates and more choice in our elections at all levels.
Rich, I wanted to tell you that there was a beautiful interview with Nick Triano on the Pennsylvania Cable Network. He was absolutely outstanding. That was on October the 24th. If you talk to Nick, make sure you let him know that while he was on, I got note that he was going to be on there because they announced in advance. And I called a few people, and they were very impressed with him. He really knows what he's talking about. And this is the kind of person that you need in public office, somebody who's going to put his head on a chopping block and say what really has to be said, not just fill time with bibble babble. I did this, I did that. He's saying, he gave out a couple points that should be done to change America's economy around, get our people with smiles back on their faces and money in their pockets. We all saw what happened all these years with less money in people's pockets than needed to the economy. We saw what happens when households don't have what they should, when cities, states, and federal government are not collecting the money that they could from people that are working to put back into the economy, to fix the roads, to do things for the schools, to put back those trade programs and all. What did our people do in the last 35 years? They put us in $18 trillion of debt. There are 50 million people living in poverty. We need 30 or 40 million jobs in America just to get back to normal. And where does it end in all of the advertising that I'm watching for the campaign? Mudslinging. All mudslinging. Not one information piece that tells me this is what I'm going to do the first day I'm sworn into office.
But there's a guy, I've watched him. He's local. I don't know Fitzpatrick. I'm perfectly honest, I don't even know what party he is. But he's a congressman. And I think, is he the far northeast? Or
Yes. He's right above where I am.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's in Bucks County.
Yeah, I don't know the guy. I really haven't followed him at all, but I have watched his campaign with complete intrigue. He talks about nothing about what his opponent will or won't do. He talks about nothing except what he has done, what he thinks is important, and what he will concentrate on if he's elected. It is so refreshing. And
Larkin, he has put out papers talking about the system in America. Where did our jobs go? What are we going to do to get those jobs back in Pennsylvania? He's done remarkable. Mike Fitzpatrick is number one.
First of all, everybody needs to sit down, take a deep breath, and realize he's Irish. What do you expect? What do you expect? He's an Irishman. I mean...
Well, I want to make sure that all those Irishmen, all the Polish, the Italians, the Greeks, everybody in there and imaginable is out supporting American Made Month. America is a land of many great nationalities. I want all those nationalities to be out supporting one another. You know, it's strange we should start this conversation. I was at the Dozhinki on Sunday. And we had a lot of people out
there.
Whoa.
What's a Dozhinki?
That's a Polish harvest festival.
We had
great food and dancing, and tons of people were out there. The kids' dance groups. It was just beautiful.
A Dozhinki. It sounds like a really ancient car or something. What do you drive? I drive a 1955 Dozhinki.
But I want to tell you, this was really good. And I liked this because there was a baker who came to me and said, you know, I work for a bakery, and I want you to know that everything that we have in our products is all American made. I said, well, no, I mean, that's a given. When you're baking rolls and pound cakes and babkas and all that, it's no question about it. Even the kielbasa maker, we started to laugh. And I said, he said, sure, everything is American made. I said, then you have to start promoting your products and your store as everything that we have here is American made. And it is. So that's a very good point. We have a lot of great things that we are getting people to think about. You know, you just don't think that this happened to you. But it shows you what America has become as a result of the lack of funding going into our economy.
And you
well,
know,
Michael, if excuse me, Mark, if Made in America is a burgeoning consumer movement, I would expect and anticipate that eventually it would, and I would hope about this, that it would be talked about regularly amongst candidates for political office at all levels. When I was watching this debate last night, it was online, and I said to my wife, I said, I'm not a gambler, although I would gamble before buying health insurance, but I told her I'm going to take the parlay that one of the first two questions that's going to be asked about is going to be either the Middle East or it's going to be Ebola. And guess what the first two questions were? First was Ebola, second was Middle East. Now, they talked later on about a variety of things, healthcare, veterans, about creating jobs. And these are not insignificant topics, but Made in America, it doesn't seem to creep into these discussions and debates as often as we would like. So this is where, you know, Mark, we talk about voters. They can influence in the booth. Well, you know, consumers will influence with opening up their wallets also. And more, Michael, even though I'm not a baseball guy, I'll use this analogy. Really, baseball games, they tend to be won on singles and doubles. And not to contradict my baby step comment that I make a lot, I can live with singles and doubles as we're going on. Where it becomes something that is frustrating is when we are just content with the idea that little victories here or there are the thing that's going to keep us going. We have successes. We have to build on that. That's how business really works.
Rich, and wouldn't you
why we'd be talk
happy
about government
debate.
Not really understanding business. I'm not so much sure it's that they don't understand it. They just they have a lot of other things that they distract themselves with. And Made in America is not something that is as frequently talked about as we want to see.
So, Rich, you'd like to see that top five, at least, in a debate, right? Made in America,
yeah,
price, where it matters.
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. If when you talk about issues about health care and revenue and supporting vets and health care and all these things, well, all of those issues, guys, are made and topics are made easier, not easy, but easier to handle when you have revenue sources, right, when business is doing well. And, Larkin, you pointed out, I heard you say in the beginning, I was listening, that local economies, you see them doing better. Little savings here, little savings there. The issue is that what happens is you look at a debate like with Nick last night and these guys, and I anticipate other debates down here in my district the other night. You talk about mudslinging, Michael. You had Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who's the congresswoman here, who's also the head of the Democratic National Committee, which I think is totally inappropriate to hold both titles, but that's a whole other thing, going up against the Republican National Committee chair. And what it really looked like to me was two very well-scripted performances. Really, that's how it looked. And Nick didn't look scripted.
Wasserman isn't running for office, though.
No, she is.
She is running?
She's congressional, yeah.
She's running for office this year?
Yes, yes.
Is she? How is she doing in her race? Is she winning? Or is she ahead? Or do you know, Rich?
Truthfully, Larkin, I haven't paid any attention to whatever polls are down here.
Yeah, I don't. You know, I'm embarrassed to ask you the question because I think polls are probably one of the most disgraceful things that ever happened to the election process. So I apologize. Never mind.
You know,
well, I can tell you this. I don't intend to vote for her. I'll tell you that the scripted performance as I saw it, it's indicative of the party line. If a guy like Nick, who's running with no party, is somebody who just seems he strikes me as sensible. Now, if me and Nick sat down, and perhaps all of us, and we sat down and had a talk about every single important issue, there probably won't be full agreement on things, but I like his chances, and I did tell him that if he's elected, and I told him not if, when you're elected, we're gonna have him on first post election interview. So I wish them well on behalf of all of us.
Very good. You know, as we were talking in the Dojinki over the weekend, everybody agrees with your thinking, Rich, that everybody that's registered to vote whether you're a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, you should have the opportunity to go out and make a choice in the primary. People are got away from the whole idea that it has to be this or that, because going out and selecting the candidates that the party selected sort of knocks the independent people out of the box.
Why do you think the laws have never changed? A red state's a red state, a blue state's a blue state, and never the twain shall meet. And again, I don't talk politics on this program. I try not to talk politics on this program, but I agree 100%. Every election should be a wide open election, period, amen. And the idea that you have to be registered a Republican or a Democrat to vote in that party's primary just is counterproductive.
You know, I see in Europe, when I talk to the visitors from Europe, they could have, in some places, 20, 30 parties. But on election day, it's open. That party, those 30 parties, have had their opportunity to present their platform to the people. If they didn't do a good job before the primary, well, then they'll get knocked out. And then the general election has the top six people out of the 40 that were running. And I think that's really the way to do it.
They go for the qualified person.
The most qualified person. And you know,
just
Larkin,
like
you started, it's right, it's like an interview. You started something today, and I think we better start pressing that after the first of the year. We got to get people to start hounding their elected officials to get on this American-made movement.
You
because
know, I understand that, Michael, but, you know, there's just so much they can do. And if you're going to move this, if we're really going to push this movement in this envelope across the table, it's got to have a program behind it. It's got to have some structure. And we can talk to politicians all day long. We can talk to Cory Booker, and I am convinced I could get him on this line, and you would hear small business chatter like you've never heard before in your life. But these guys and gals are faced with multiple issues day in and day out. Some they vote on and handle, and some they push down the road. The movement, in order to work, has got to get teeth behind it. It's got to be supportive of the Go for America movement. These are the positive things that are really going to get the consumer out there and moving. What Mark does is that's opening eyes. 15 buses at a time. They're opening their eyes to, whoa, this is significant. This really does make. And look at this.
Awareness, yes.
It's awareness. It's, you know, you can talk all day long to governors and senators and congressmen. They can't nearly do as much as we can by having an organized movement that pushes the envelope.
Well, Lark, in my new commercial we're working on right now, you know, it starts with, you know, I'm Mark Gandel, founder of the Made in America store. Are you tired of lip service? Government doesn't create jobs. People do. You do. That's my new start of the commercial. But we're an action plan, just like you're talking about. We're an action plan. The Made in America store works.
Right.
Come see what Americans are making. Support inventors, entrepreneurs. Support your neighborhood, your local community, regional, national. And when they get it, they lock in. I get a customer for life. And that's what you're talking about, more action plans.
Right.
But we can't let it go away. We can't get tired next year. Rich, I don't know if you were on when I mentioned, you know, Mike's going to have that Made in America month next year. He's going to be on the calendar with this.
Yeah, that's right.
They'll have my picture up on more dartboards.
Yeah, right.
You know, I want to tell you, talking about some of the businesses that are featured, some of the businesses that we have been in contact with regarding the Made in America Month are now posted on the front page of American Made Month, right next to the sign on the front page of American Workers Radio. It says businesses featuring American-made products. And there's a whole list. And, of course, Mark Andel's store is right there on the top. And there's All American-Made Clothing Company, Allen Edmonds, American Apparel, American Flag Pole and Flag Company, Crayola. It just goes on and on. And I'd like to see the list grow as the month grows. And also, I'd like to see the list continue to grow so that people who are now buying online will go to these online outlets and buy their stuff so that more American-made stuff gets moved in the movement. Speaking about what Larkin had said, I think it's time for a message to be gotten to the elected officials, because right now the Congress people have had a very easy midterm election hiding while everybody else is battling it out. They're just waiting for Wednesday morning to come and hope that they hit the lottery again. I think it's time for the American people to start hounding them to say, are you the person who's going to help us restore industries, make enterprise zones available, make, you know, get back into our students' minds the idea that they have to work? The American people have to speak up and say, we want this of you. Are you our candidate or are you not our candidate? Because when the presidential election comes up, the entire House of Representatives is up again for reelection.
You know, all politics are local, and the best example of that is the fact that in 1 week, Mark Andel sees 15 buses. And each one of those buses has 40 to 60 people on it. He converts that many people, and some of them probably get off the bus and get back on with, and say, well, isn't that great? Where's the next restaurant? But I'm here to guarantee you that a lion's share of the people that get off those buses get back on with a renewed knowledge of exactly what it's going to take to make the economy recover in this country. And I can look at a congressman and say, what are you going to do to create more jobs? And they have no idea, because essentially there isn't anything they can do. They can create a positive atmosphere, but and you know, that type of thing, and create enterprise zones and do everything, but they don't have a pocket full of jobs. Nobody has that pocket full of jobs. We have to create those small businesses that will go out and create the jobs for people.
Absolutely. And you know, Rich and I were talking about that when he was up. As Americans watch the jobs leave America, the businesses go overseas and become all of a sudden not just the Larkin Connolly Company, but it became Larkin Connolly International, which meant that all of a sudden you were an international company, so nobody questioned where your products were made. Well, as people are listening to our thinking, they're starting to look at those labels and they're starting to see that particular brand is no longer made in America. It's an international company. And in many cases, you got to look with three pair of magnifying glasses to find exactly where it's made, because the international name is big and where the country of origin is very small. That has to all be changed.
Guys, so, and Larkin, this is what you're doing. You're talking about creating businesses, which in turn create jobs and commerce. I mean, this is really what you're doing with SCORE. You know, someone wants to come in. When I was in Philly and I asked you how many people come in with such and such business idea and this and that idea, and that's where you get a chance to really dig the claws in, so to speak, to talk to aspiring business owners about what it is they're doing. Because I always actually viewed something like SCORE as a way to preemptively help people from failing. You don't want businesses to start and fail, right? We want businesses to have good plan. Nothing's guaranteed. I understand this. We all do. But this is where I see you. And I'm very excited, guys, FYI, to see Larkin and Mark in a few weeks down here in Mickey Mouse World. I'm going to show up with my goofy hat, Larkin, to that SBA thing.
It has nothing to do with the SBA. It's a SCORE event. Listen, if I can just interrupt.
SCORE, I'm sorry, I meant to say SCORE.
That's okay. Let me jump in here, though, because I want to shamelessly promote SCORE. I told Michael that I wanted a few minutes, and I'm just going to grab them right here. We have three things going on in the Philadelphia marketplace. Two of them are national events, and they're both webinars. You can actually sign in with your computer, with your laptop, and sit there and watch a webinar delivered by a subject expert on that topic, You don't even have to go now to Constitution Center or to the SBA or to the Chamber of Commerce in order to see these events. We're bringing them through the internet. And the one that's happening on the 29th of October, that's this Wednesday. That's today. Okay, so you've got 2 hours to register. It's a webinar on building your online marketing toolkit. And I've seen this webinar. It is power-packed with knowledge. I would ask you to go to philadelphia.score.org and register very quickly. It can't fill up because we can take on as many people as call or get online and register. The other one is the 5th of November. And that's on rocking the holidays or creating a marketing campaign for the holidays. This is a webinar that we do for retail stores that help them differentiate their approach to the marketplace because it's all of a sudden it's a holiday and there's going to be a lot of activity and how do you take advantage of that. And then and last but not least is on the 19th of November, it's what you need to know about doing business with the government. And we all know that the government spends trillions and trillions of dollars a month. There's a way of registering so that you can do business with that government.
Now, but Larkin, can I register from here?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. From anywhere, just get on to philadelphia.score.org, and you can register for either one of those webinars. The how to do business with the government is, unfortunately, at the Community College of Philadelphia. I'd love for you to come down for that one because Michael and I will buy you a couple meals. But that'll be on the 19th. By then, you and I will already be bosom buddies because we'll have been together. I'm going to surprise you twice because there is going to be a small van pull up in front of the Made American store on the 6th of November, which is a week from tomorrow. And the very fat Irishman from Philadelphia is going to get out of that van.
Is that right?
And you're not going to know. You're not going to see me coming. I'm going to sneak up on you. I'll have a beard on and a hat. I can't wait to visit your store, and I'm going to bring about 4 or 5 people from Score to come by.
When is that, Larkin?
That is a week from tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, you've got it scheduled?
I've got it scheduled. It's done. November 6th in the afternoon.
Oh, give me a heads up. Okay.
Utica, New York is the first stop for a district meeting, and then we have one in Batavia on the 7th. But between Utica and Batavia.
Yeah, Batavia is about an hour from us.
Okay, so it is an hour?
About 45 minutes. Yeah, 45 minutes.
Okay. Well, that's one cigar and a six-pack of Genesee. That's okay. We can make that.
All right. I can put that on the calendar.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Excellent.
Wonderful. Boy, that's really great to see. See, Larkin loves to travel. Yeah. This guy loves to be on the go.
So score.org is where y'all need to go to find webinars and information and just tons of stuff that will help you start properly and grow your business if it's already running. score.org.
Okay, Henry, would you put that special link up on our site? We're going to make sure that that is done too. We got to do it. I also want to mention that there's a beautiful poster that Henry made promoting November as American Made Month. It's right there on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. Please do check it out. Email it to your family members and friends. And on the second link, you will find a complete outline of all the things that we're trying to do. This Tuesday is Election Day. Please go out and vote. I want to hear that more people than ever went out and voted. I know that a lot of people registered, re-registered, changed their addresses. Now I want to make sure that those people get out and vote because there are a number of qualified candidates that need you to be there for them on Election Day. Mark, Rich, Larkin, Henry, and all of our treasured listeners, thank you for letting me know that you tune in when I come out in the travels. During the next few weeks, we have some special events, and I'll be looking forward to seeing you. Until Saturday at 11 here on 860 AM, or next Wednesday at 11, the day after Election Day, we'll be talking about some of the results. I wish you the very best. Go out and celebrate November as American Made Month, and don't be afraid to pick up all the items and look exactly where they're made. Those stores need your business more than you realize.
Score.org, everybody. Score.org.
Score.org.
Have a great week, guys.
Have a great one.
Thank you, everyone.